Third point, the sentence. In fine, to obtain eternal life, the soul must be found at judgment to have led a life conformable to the life of Jesus Christ, whom he foreknew, he predestinated to be made conformable to the image of his Son. It was this that made Job tremble. What shall I do when God shall rise to judge me? And when he shall examine, what shall I answer him? Philip II, rebuking a domestic for having told him a lie, said to him, "Is it thus you deceive me?" The domestic went home and died of grief. What will the sinner do? What answer will he make to Jesus Christ, his judge? He will, like the man in the gospel, who came to the feast without the nuptial garment, remain silent, because he will not know what to answer. His very sins will close the sinner's mouth. All iniquity shall stop her mouth. Saint Basil says that the sinner will then suffer more from shame than from the very fire of hell. Finally, the judge will pass sentence. Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Oh, what an awful thunderclap will that sentence be to the sinner. Oh, how frightfully, says Denis the Carthusian, will that thunder resound. He, says St. Anselm, that does not tremble at such thunder, sleeps not but is dead. Eusebius writes that the terror of sinners at hearing the sentence of their condemnation will be so great that, if they could, they would die again. The wicked shall be seized with such dismay at the sight of the judge pronouncing sentence, that, were they not immortal, they should die a second time. There is then no more time for prayer, no more intercessors whom the sinner can invoke. There, says St. Thomas of Villanova, there is no opportunity of praying. There no intercessor, no friend, no father shall assist. To whom will the sinner then have recourse? Is it to God, whom he has so much despised? Who, says St. Basil, shall deliver you? Is it that God whom you have insulted? Perhaps he may have recourse to the saints, or to Mary. No, for then the stars, that is, his holy advocates, shall fall from heaven, and the moon, which represents Mary, shall not give her light. Mary, says St. Augustine, will fly from the gate of heaven. O God, with what indifference, exclaims St. Thomas of Villanova, do we listen to persons speaking on judgment. We appear to feel as little as if the sentence of condemnation could not fall upon ourselves, or as if we were not to be judged. And is it not, says the same saint, great folly to entertain security in so perilous an affair?